keeled over.
That's a good one. Keeled over. That's a good one.
Kick the bucket.
Kick the bucket. That's good. Those are some of the things that people, I never can get people to say, because they'll never say the funny kind of ones like that, and that's one of the things. Okay, if you didn't know the cause of a person's death, you'd say, I don't know what he...
That,
And the place where people are buried is?
The cemetery.
And the box that people are buried in?
Casket. Coffin.
The ceremony they have when people die.
Funeral.
Okay, and when somebody's died in the family, everybody's dressed in black, you'd say they're in...
Mourning.
And if somebody met you on the street, and it was just, you were feeling kind of okay, and they said, well, how are you feeling? You'd say, well, I'm feeling...
Okay.
And if somebody was troubled about something, you might say, oh, it'll come out all right, just don't...
Worry about it.
And the disease that old people especially get in their joints is called?
Arthritis.
And this is a disease that, well, nowadays we have shots for it. It used to make blisters inside people's throats. I'll just say diphtheria.
Diphtheria.
How about the disease that people used to get that made their skin turn yellow?
Did you say it?
Yellow jaundice.
I don't.
You don't know that. Okay, if a person had to have their, you don't know this one. If a person had to have their appendix taken out, you said they had...
An appendectomy.
Yeah, and then that disease, they had an attack of...
Appendicitis.
Sure. If a person had something, had eaten something that didn't agree with them, and it came back up, you'd say that person had to...
Throw up. Spit up. Upchuck.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else?
No. Vomit.
Yeah. Okay, if a person threw up and they wanted to say, if they were about to throw up and they wanted to say where they were sick, they'd say they were sick.
To their stomach.
And if a guy and a girl were going out together a whole lot and people thought they were really serious and they really didn't go with anybody else.
Thanks, Daddy.
And then they would call him her.
Boyfriend.
And they'd call
girlfriend.
Him. Okay, and like if a boy came home with lipstick on his collar, you might say, oh, you've been...
Huh, you've been kissing.
Yeah, and...
Nobody wears lipstick anymore. Not red.
not the kind that shows, anyway. Or they can take it off or they do anything like that. okay, if they were going... Okay, the couple was... They got engaged, and the guy asked her to marry him, and she said, okay. But instead, she ran off and married somebody else. What would you say she did to him?
Jilted. I don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Okay, now, if she didn't jilt him, you'd say they went ahead and got
married.
At a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is the...
Best man.
And the girl who stands up with the bride is the...
Maid of honor.
Okay, have you ever heard of when a person got married?
Got hitched.
Yeah, any other words like that?
That's all.
Okay. Now, if you were talking about somebody being located in a city that was south of here, like Chattanooga, for example, you'd say they lived...
Down there.
Okay. And then if they lived, let's say, Bristol, you'd say they lived...
Up there.
Okay. How about if it was just elevation, like a place that, even though it might be south, it was higher? Would you...
No.
No, you wouldn't make that. Okay, now, talking about like in your neighborhood, if a person lived, say, I don't know, like up a hill from you, would you say they lived?
Up there.
Yeah, and then?
Down there.
Okay. If you were going to talk into another, well, a synonym for entire would be?
All whole.
Yeah. And, okay, if you had like, rock and roll music on, and you then you might. If students get out of school at 3 o'clock, you'd say that at 3 o'clock school
is dismissed.
And then, like after the summer, people start asking when does school
start.